A renewed community. Well, give me a second here. Today is the final week in our series Renewed, and if you've missed the other three, you can go back to our YouTube channel and they are there that you can catch up or review again for your own spiritual well-being. But I hope that each of us and have experienced some kind of renewal within our life as we've walked together the past few weeks. You see, God renews our spirit as we trust Him to forgive us our sins through repentance. Our God offers a renewed purpose as we trust Him to guide us. Our God renews our love for Him as we allow Him to remind us of His great love for us. And it is because we have a God who is so intimately involved in our lives that we never have to resign ourselves to a hopeless and broken life. Today, if we were to look around the community with which we have surrounded ourselves, we would discover that there is largely a result of the people who we've chosen to call friends, or people that we've gotten to know. The choice of who we fellowship with, or who we hang out with, or whoever we share coffee with or tea, may be one of the most important decisions that we make in our lives. An example of being a community was last night, or yesterday, all day actually, because when we went out to shovel the snow, all you saw was community people out shoveling snow and coming together and helping each other out to do each other's driveways. And then later on in the evening, there was word put out that the Soccer Dome, if you're familiar with the Soccer Dome there on Roslyn, the Soccer Dome was collapsing, and they put a plea out for the community to come together. Now, unfortunately, that Soccer Dome did collapse overnight with the weight of the snow. But it was the fact of being able to come together, to build together as a community to help. There's other communities. Anybody ever watched The Lord of the Rings? There we go, got one taker. I never watched it when my son was watching it because I found it too boring. But I've watched it since. Maybe it's because he watched it over and over and over and over. What about Ghostbusters? They all come together, don't they, for a common cause. Even Scooby-Doo. Anybody remember Scooby-Doo? Come on, you gotta remember Scooby-Doo. And his friends, what was his names of the four people?
Thelma.
Daphne.
Freddy.
And Shaggy. Can anybody do the best Shaggy impersonation? What? Zoinks! Oh well, something like that, right? Something like that. But it's a community of coming together, right? A group of friends coming together, united for one cause. Well, who would not want a group of friends that you can really count on? Well, we choose our friends wisely. The saying says, you show me your friends and it will reveal the direction of your life. Some of us today have chosen wonderful friendships over the years. And there's a couple of beautiful ladies. They'll appreciate me calling them young because they're older than I am. But that have constantly been a support in my life. And when we're together in Newfoundland, we pick up exactly where we left off. Anybody ever have any friends like that where you can just pick up exactly where you left off, right? You give and you receive in a selfless and a committed community. Now, there's other folks in the world that have chosen selflessly and committed to selfless living. But God invites us to have both in our lives, because we can have a nucleus of friends around us that support us and care for us. But if we don't branch out into the community of people and find and make new friends, reaching out to them in love as a part of our congregation. And so maybe today we need to hear that God can help us experience renewal in our community. The kind of people we need to strive to be, the kind of people we should strive to surround ourselves with, are people who enrich our lives and can help us in times of trouble. Now, if you have your Bibles with you and you'd like to turn to 1 John chapter 2, the story is told John was one of the 12 disciples, and these 12 were a community. They were a crew of ordinary men who were committed to following Jesus through the ups and the downs of life. Anybody have ups and downs in life? Well, Jesus is familiar with those ups and downs. And John was familiar with choosing a fellowship of people who would live intentionally for Jesus. John wrote in 1 John, and within that book, it says, he reminds us of the importance of who we walk in life with. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 5. What does it say? But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. You see, John offers what's called a litmus test for the community in which we find ourselves. He says the mark of a committed Christian, a mark of a committed disciple of Christ follower, is someone who keeps the commands of God. The kind of person who helps develop community is someone who holds the word of God in high regard. And this kind of person takes God at his word. They believe that it's important to repent of sin. They believe it's important to serve people as they serve Christ. They believe it's important to be reconciled with one another. They believe it's important to keep their word. And in addition, they believe it's important to pray for one another. You see, we must have a sober assessment of our current community. We can ask ourselves if we, us personally, and those with whom we spend time with, are we keeping God's word faithfully? You see, God is to be first in our lives. One chapter before, in 1 John chapter 1, John offers this test that we can apply. He points out that the most important community that we should be committed to, without being committed in this vertical relationship, then our horizontal relationship with people can experience growth. John tells us that the message has been passed on to him. It's simple. The message is that God is light. In God is all goodness and everything is exposed. There is no dark in God at all. He is trustworthy. He is always doing what is right. And John tells us that if we want to be in fellowship with God, if we want to be a friend with God, then we must be careful to walk in the light as well. He invites us to live our lives in the full exposure of God's goodness. We cannot claim to have community with God and yet walk in darkness and live in sin. That would make us liars. That would make us false. That would say the truth is not in us. A friendship with God exposes the dark corners of our lives, and it will allow us to remove anything that should not be present, that could make us a better person. You see, light is helpful in the renewal of our lives. Without light, the darkness allows brokenness and sin to remain. It reminds me of what it's like when you're trying to rid yourself of pests in your home. Now, I lived in Australia for 4 years, back from 1996 to 2000, and one of the things that is common, wasn't as common in our home there, but it was still common, it was very common at the church, it was riddled with cockroaches, I know, and palmetto bugs. They're nasty creatures. One dear old retired pastor said to me, but they eat. You know, that means you have a clean house or a clean church. I was like, I'm not quite there. I'm still not convinced of that. There were times when I woke up in the middle of the night to get something to drink, and when the light was turned on, it exposed the corner of the kitchen, and then these little bugs just kind of... And that was just totally grossed me out. But when God is light, and we walk with him, We are able to see clearly the darkness in our hearts, in our attitudes, in the dark thoughts that are in us. Someone commented yesterday on one of the Facebook groups about people being entitled these days. A darkness. People feeling that they're entitled. It's this way. You know, this is the way we've done it. This can't change because this is, you know, but yet we expose the darkness. It's about showing God's light. It's about showing God's love. I have heard it said that a good friend stabs you in the front. But I wonder how many of us who profess to be Christians stab others in the back. Did you get it? Good friend stabs you in the front because you're having a face-to-face conversation. Those who don't want you to know what they've said stabs you in the back. When we walk with God in the light, we invite him to clean us up that we might be renewed and be an even better addition to the community that he's placed us in. John adds to this idea, to walk with others in light, having fellowship with God. And he points out that if we walk in the light with God, then we also can better walk in relationships with God. So we have this relationship with God, and then it spreads out to others. A healthy community, a strong group of friends, deep connection to God, and a connection that allows for genuine and beautiful friendship with others. When I think about the 14 friends that graced us with their presence from the community on Wednesday, and the conversations that Ken was having with a couple men over here, and the conversations that Mabel and Daisy and we were having with others, the game of trouble that was happening, you know, and just being able to share over coffee together. God conversations. Yeah, they're our friends. They're our friends, and we're getting to know them every week. Do your closest friends encourage you to make choices and decisions that you are proud of? Even in the conversations that we had, the encouragement that we were able to give to someone to stand strong. Stand strong. When we walk in the light of God, we've got nothing to hide. We're able to be honest with each other. Maybe today we do not get the sense that you could really bring the serious matters of life to our community for help. Maybe today we get the sense that we are having to keep some of you who are truly are from our community because, you know what, I'm not going to do that today because, you know, that person might be offended, angered, or disappointed. Maybe today you know that walking in the light, that we're walking in the light, but the community around us, as in people around us, senses the dark or feels very dark. Ken's dad in his painting will say, light to show dark and dark to show light. Light to show dark and dark to show light. This morning we can begin, all of us together, by asking God to bring renewal to the community of people that we engage with from time to time. Maybe, just maybe, you and I can be the catalyst for a renewal in a community by just befriending people, by letting God do a work in us as Christians, for those of us who profess Jesus Christ as our Savior, letting God work in us. And letting our light so shine that others can see. You see, sometimes it just takes a little light and a little change for a whole community to be renewed. There's a story of a low-income community in Mexico that was riddled by violence and crime. The city had tried for years to curb the danger for the family who lived there. This illustration is an older illustration. It was not until the city decided to allow a small crew of artists paint the city like a rainbow. 200 homes and numerous blocks were changed from stark white and dirty to just vibrant, inviting colors. The most interesting thing happened in that neighborhood. Violence dropped. Crime dropped. The city became a safe haven, all because of a little paint, a little change, a little light, a little friendship, and the community was renewed. You see, your life, my life, could be the key to renewal. In our neighborhoods, in our church, in our community, we can all have that darkness removed from within us. Our community can have that darkness, that entitlement removed from it. And it happens in only one way, and that is allowing Jesus Christ to be our Savior and our Lord. You see, we were never meant to live this life alone. God's intention has always been for us to walk with Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. We were always meant to find strength. We were always meant to have a fellowship with each other, a friendship with each other, and a friendship with God. And our lives could be the light. Can you imagine? Our lives, every one of us, and those of us who join us online today or throughout the week, our lives can be instrumental in being the light that people see, that could light their way to Jesus Christ. So maybe today we have one of two choices that we make. Maybe we need to begin to pray, which we've been doing actually. Maybe we need to continue to pray and intentionally search for a renewed community in order for us to live more in line with God. Now maybe that can mean things differently for each one of us. During the pandemic, I felt very strongly of connecting with women online through a book club. I kept putting it off and putting it off until I was able to connect with a community of women. And we just simply meet once every 6 to 8 weeks to discuss her book, and then we share, we read the book, we share online, and then we come together for dessert and coffee at a restaurant. Simple. But maybe, just maybe, each of us can be used in simple ways to be a light to a dark world. Maybe today, you know, we can think of in our minds people who need some light in their lives. People whose lives are dark. There's a lot of darkness out there. There's a lot of struggle. There's a lot of trying to make ends meet financially, mentally. So many different things that if we could just be a simple light to someone else. Oh, how our community, the community of faith, the community of believers, our community at large, our neighborhood, how that would change how we see things. This week, take time to pray. Ask God, how can I show your light to someone this week? Think about a person right now, maybe. Maybe that you can have an image. It might have been, you know, hopefully we don't get any more snow, but I can be a light to my neighbor because I helped shovel this driveway. We don't often necessarily think of it in those terms, but that's how we can be a light, by being of service to others. And so this morning, as we think about this community of renewal, I want us to go back to the reading on a community of faith. Courtney, if you would. And I want us, and the song that comes to mind, and it's This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now that's, unless she can find the words for us, most of us, I think, would know that chorus. Oh, there we go. That's not it, no. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. But I want us to read through this community of faith. Now that we've heard God's word, this takes on a bit of a different meaning, doesn't it? Community, neighborhoods, neighbors helping neighbors, being of service to others. It is, you know, it is not only through family services that we can be of service to others. I saw a group on one of the community groups that I'm part of. Someone posted how they'd like to hope, you know, anybody interested in a craft evening for women, you know, to do some scrapbooking, to do something like that. You know, and I said, you know what, we can host it. You organize it. We'll host it. Just to come together. Opportunity. You know. But how can we be a light? How can we be a light? Maybe you'd like to stand as we read this together. A community of faith. A community of love. A community that generates the love of God. A community that nourishes the Spirit endlessly. All of this is what the church is meant to be. Did you get that? All of this, everything that we said before, is what the church is supposed to be. And then it goes on to the next. From a fellowship of minds comes a fellowship of souls, and a fellowship that has the will to reach its goals. Do you have the will? Do you have the will to let your light shine? Yes, a fellowship that takes time. It works its problems through. All of this is what the church is meant to do. We're believers together, a priesthood set apart, with Jesus as the head and our devotion as the heart of our church. It's the strength of Christian love that creates a mighty bond. That it's clear to see, light to show dark, dark to show light, transcends the world and goes beyond. It's the kind of love that people know is very, very rare. Does it mean anything different now? After listening to God's word, all of this, all of it, everything before that, all of this is what the church is meant to share. Do you want to be a part of that? Do you want a part of something beautiful that God is creating in this place? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's all the words right now until I remember the rest. This little light of mine, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. About, isn't it? Just to let the light in. Are you willing to let the light in today? Let's just pray together. Father God, as a renewed community, we express to you our desire. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for the times when we do not show light. We ask for your forgiveness for the times when we speak our minds unkindly. We ask you for the times when we stab people in the back rather than having a front conversation. Lord, we forgive us for the times when we just want to stir up trouble, when it has nothing to do with your will or your word. And so, Father, help us to be that light to the world, to go from this place in a few moments just to be a light. To be a light to each other and a light to others. And so, Father, as the children continue in their children's time and as we share together this morning, Lord, may you just help us to be an influence with each other. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.